Okay, today's daf is Nida Daf Lamed Hey, and we are on in Perek Benus Kusim, and we'll start with the second wide line on Lamed Dalet Amid Beis. As we continue here, in all the various halachas of Tuma Vatara and Zav and Zava and Nida, in this Perek that is about all of those statuses. Okay, so Amar of Yosef. Ki Pashit Reb Shimon ben Lakish Bezav. When Reb Shimon ben Lakish, when Rish Lakish was giving shir about Ziva. And just keep in mind, we discussed this already in the past, the difference between a Zav and a Zava. It's going to come up on today's daf. A Zav has bedikos that could be done to attribute the Ziva to something else. A Zava does not have those bedikos. A Zav has a chiyuv to be tovel and mayim chayim at the end of his Ziva and not a Zava. A Zava needs 3 days separately. Even if she sees 3 reels in 1 day, that's still only counted as one. A Zav can have separate times for re'ios. Also, though, within Zav, the first Ziva, the first flow that he has, is only matami 1 day, like Shechva Zera. So we'll see, we'll compare. Ziva is an illness, while Shechva Zera is considered something natural based on the circumstance. But that first re'ia, even if it's Ziva, will only be matami yom echad, won't be more chamor than Shechva Zera, and only Matame B'maka. So, says Rav Yosef the following question. Kipashe Rav Shimon Lakish B'Zav, when Reish Lakish was giving shir, but in Yane Ziva. Boy Hachi asked the following question. Re'ir Rishona Shal Zav Katan Mahu. Right, what about the Re'ir Rishona of a Katan Mahu Shet Matame B'maka? Is that going to be Matame B'maka? Because again, as we just said, the first Re'ir of a Zav is compared to Shechva Zera. Shechva Zera, again, is not an illness. They're both tame. They're both listed in the first parak in Kalim. They're both tame, but they're very different. Ziva could lead to a future zav in full, which will require shiva dekiyim and possibly a karban if it reaches all these standards. But what about a katan? Why? What's the issue? Ma'ot shetetame b'maga. Zos toras hazav v'asher teitzim imenu shechva zera amarachmana. You see in that pasuk, the Torah compares ziva and shechva zera. Kol sheshechva zera shalom etamei. Re'ir rishona shalom etamei. So we compare, and we talk about the person. Whoever's shechva zera is going to be metamei, so too their first re'ia of ziva is going to be metamei. Because the shechva zera of the katan will not be mitame, right? Rashi says, relating to the katan, avot the katan. Well, let's just finish the line of the Gemara and then we'll read the Rashi. Kivan shechva zera shelo lo mitame, ri rishon nami lo mitame. O dilma, so mitzad echad, it shouldn't work because the shechva zera of a katan is not matami, so to the ziva. O dilma kivan de ilu ihu chazi tarti mitzarfa matamia, but it can be mitzarif to a future ziva. So therefore, which is it? What do you say about the status of the first re'ia of a katan? So look at Rashi for a moment. Ma'u detame. So Rashi says shnia lo mibaylan, the second re'ia of a katan is not a question. To hamar bina la, we already had that in the previous lines. Why? What is this Gemara doing here? Because we're continuing darshaning those extra words at the end of the Parsha's Mitzorah about Zachar and Nekeva. So we learned right before the end of yesterday's shir, Zachar Kalshu, Nekeva Kalshu. So when it comes to the second Re'iyah, then for sure they are included. Vahasam tarti re'ios ksivi, and there it's talking about two re'ios, vazav ezovo. So when it's a double, a second re'ia, then for sure it'll have that status. V'rishon shel zav gadol nafkalan me'aykra, and the first re'ia of ezav, we learn out from the pasuk of zos taras hazav, haynu chada re'ia. De chada ziva kasav ekrok. It only uses the lashon of ziva once in that pasuk, and we compare re'ia rishona to keri. But a katan is the question. Now, as Rashi says on the first wide line, mi amrinan kivan de la keri iskish lomishkachas la ela begadol. Do we say that because it's compared to balkeri, that only applies to a gadol, de isa bekeri. Aval katan de lesa bekeri, lesa b'ri'a rishona. So he's excluded. O dilma, do we say no? Either by a katan, a second re'ia, mitztarefes l'kamaisa, the tumah shiva k'din bal shtei re'io. So do we say it is mitztarif? So again, does it have significant status itself because it's compared to, and if you say that, it's compared to Shechva Zera, which doesn't apply, or do we say it's connected future? It's connected to the second Riyah, and therefore it would be mitame. That is the question of Reish Lakish. And Amar Rava answered Tashma. Zosaras Azav Ben Galda Ben Katan Ben Ma Galda Riyah Rishon Shalom Tami Av Katan Riyah Rishon Shalom Nami Mitame. So that is Lachumra. We say the answer of the Shaila. This is a similar question. Again, it seems like a totally different area, but the Gemara is saying right now it might not have any significance, but because it will be able to be Mitztaref, so therefore does it have significance? This could remind us a little bit of the sugya of Chatzi Shir. Remember the sugya, the beginning of the last parak in Maseches Yoma, where the Gemara quotes a machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish there. Interesting that it's Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, and Reish Lakish there cuts on the other side. Actually, he asked the question, and then Rava gave the answer, and that is Chatzi Shir Asam HaTorah. Now, Rabbi Yochanan holds Chatzi Shir is Asam HaTorah, Reish Lakish says Chatzi Shir is not Asam HaTorah. But why is Chatzi Shir Asam HaTorah? The Gemara gives two suggestions. The Gemara says either it's Xeris HaKasiv, Kol Chelev, Larabos, even Chatzi Shir, even if I eat a half a kezayis of treif, half a kezayis of anything not kosher, I'm still going to violate Doraisa. The Onesh is only if I ate the full amount. But even if I eat a little bit of it, I still violate Chatzi Shir Asur. Or what's the other Svara? Chazi L'Itztarufe. Because it can combine in the future with something else. That's why even this is going to be Asur Min HaTorah. So the Achronim discuss what is that Svara of Chazi L'Itztarufe. Is that like a Syag D'Oraisa? Does it go on that list of don't eat half because you might come to eat whole? Really eating half is not really something very significant itself. It's only usher because of literally chazilat sarufe. And then you take a very literal understanding of chazilat sarufe. Let's say one eats a half a gezayis of something that it is impossible to be its tarufe. The last few seconds of Yom Kippur. It's not really a good example because there's no lo saseh by Yom Kippur. It's a state of inui. But let's say somebody eats a half of a koseves right before the end of Yom Kippur. So this will never come to the shear of Koseves. So is that not Chatzi Shir Asam HaTorah because it will never be Rechoz Asrufe? Or let's say, think of some item where there's only a half a kezias of this item in the entire world. And there will never be a way that a person will be able to violate this Isser. So it will never be Chatzi Asrufe. So is that Chatzi Shir that wouldn't be Asam HaTorah? So if I take a literal translation, understanding of Chatzi Shir, then that's what we would say. Or do we say no? Something deeper. And that is, because it's chazilitz terufe, that reflects that it itself is something significant. Right? Not that you actually need that, but two zeros won't add up to one. If two somethings add up to an isser, it must be that this itself is also us or somewhat. It's a reflection. It's a reflection that it is serious, and therefore, that's why it's us. Therefore, even if you eat it, the end of Yom Kippur, the last half of Gezayis in the world, it'll still be Asa Daraisa, because Chazilus Tarufe is just a siman that this is something significant. But what's that whole sugya about? Because in the future it could be Mitztarev, so do we say it's significant right now? It's exactly what Reish Lakish is asking. Right? Because the future, this first Re'iyah of the Zav could be Mitztarev, so do we say that it's significant? Right? Because it could be connected to that. Or do we say no? Because it's compared to the Shechva Zera, which it doesn't have. That's the Shaila. And it's interesting, Reish Lakish asked the question. He holds Chatzi Shir is Mutar Min HaTorah. He doesn't hold of the principle of Chazi L'Sarufei. Maybe that's why he wasn't sure about this case. Rava gave the answer, but interesting to put these two together. Number one. Number two, the other point to mention is that there is a Magen Avram that the Achronim wonder about. Magen Avram about the issue of secretions of a katan. So where is this Magen Avram? Magen Avram Arachayim. He didn't write a sefer that we have on Tum of Atara. So the Magen Avram in Hilchas Pesach. The Shulchan Aruch talks about what happens if I am kneading a dough on Pesach. Something that we generally don't do today. It's kind of dangerous, spiritually. Even on Erev Pesach, it's risky, but there are those that are very machbid and want matzah mitzvah on Erev Pesach. Only once there's a shame chametz do you have a shame matzah. Okay, but the Shulchan Aruch talks about what are you supposed to do if I'm kneading a dough and I have to be mafresh. Not to be mafresh challah, and that challah I'm not going to bake, so therefore it's going to become chametz, it's going to rise. It's not going to put it into the oven, so what do you do if you want to make a dough on Pesach? So again, in those days, they couldn't just go to the bakery and buy matzah whenever they wanted. So they sometimes maybe they had to bake. So what do you do? So the Shulchan Aruch says, based on the Mishnah Imsachim, what do? You bake it before you mafresh, even though generally you don't do that. You bake it, so that way you can bake everything, right? Halosh Isa b'yantiv shel Pesach, lo yikro l'ashem l'chala ad sheh tofeh. Right, if somebody is kneading a dough on yantif, then you're allowed to do that, right? Ochel nefesh. So you shouldn't be korei shem to the challah until after you bake it. Shem yikro l'ashem, because if you do, our korei shem, eino rashay lef osa. You can't bake it, then it's treif. It's treif, and you don't bake that in your oven. Vem yani chenekach, and if you don't bake it, tachmitz. Right? Ve'eino rashay l'sarfa b'yantif, and that's not something that you burn on yantif. So vim shachach, v'kar l'ashem, and if you did it, you're so used to be mafresh while they're making the dough. Yati lana l'tzonim, v'yimnenim l'hachmitz, thrown into cold water. Fine. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Rama. V'im yesh kohen katan shelo ra'a keri. If there is a kohen katan, right, the question is, could you give challah to a katan? Could you give challah to a kohen today? Generally, we assume not. You can't give challah to a kohen because a kohen is tameh. So what if you have somebody who's not tameh? A kohen who's not tameh. That could solve the problem. You could give it to the person who's not tameh. But how do you know somebody's not tameh? Everybody's been tameh. Right, everybody. So, v'im yesh kohen katan shelo ra'a keri, o gadol shetava l'kiryo. So if you have a kohen katan that, you know, never saw a keri or a kohen or a gadol that went to the mikvah, mutarim le'efos hachala bishvilo. Says the tour, you could bake it for them. Fine. And then the Rama adds, v'yesh omrim she'ein machilin chala bezbanazeh l'shum kohen. Right, the minhag is, we don't give it to any kohen. We don't ask the kohen, did you go to the mikvah this morning? No, we'll give you the challah. We don't do that, so that's not an option. And then, yesh omrim, and then you have another suggestion, maybe you can make it pachos b'kashir. Mutol b'yantav lalush pachos b'kashir, could they lift her atzmo m'nachala? Okay, make it less, so you won't have a chiyav in challah. But anyway, on that Ramah, the Ramah quotes that you could give it to a kohen katan, shlo ra'a keri, says the Magen Avram, katan pachos b'tes shanim. What does katan here mean? It doesn't mean katan as we usually define katan, 13. It means ein aroy labia. Means less than 9 years old. Pirish da'amrinan mistama lo ra'akari. Avali yadina da'ra'akari afilu hu ben yomo utami l'kiryu. Only if mistama, if we know that he didn't see Kari, but if he saw Kari, it's going to be tamay anyway, says the Magen Avram. It's only that we know lo ra'akari. But if we know that he was saw Kari, so then it's going to be tamay. It's not going to be good enough. Says the Togel Maravava right here, the Noda Yehuda. Isn't that against our Gemara? Magen Avraham says, it's only if you know he had a Re'ias Keri, that's going to be tamay. What did our Gemara say? The first Re'ias Keri, the whole question of Ziva of a Katan. And again, the Gemara is going to speak about the differences in texture and how they know. So let's say you know it's Ziva of a Katan. So that's the Shiloh of Reish Lakish, where the first one is Batame. But Keri, what was the Gemara's Lashon? The Gemara's Lashon was that Keri, V'haish kima d'shechma zera shalo lo metame. It says lo metame. Right? Isn't that Beferish against this Magen Avram? Okay, we read the Magen Avram and we read this, you know, but they had Shas and Noda Yehuda, and no way the Magen Avram had Shas on their fingertips. So it says the Dagan Meravava here. Lo yadati minan lanha. B'meseches nida daflamet beis mashba dafka beziva. Daflamet dalad beziva matami katan bein yomo. Avo bekeri b'inan ben teisha shanav yom echad. V'chei mevor lehedi barambam. Perkei michos sharos vatuma. V'ayin barambam. So therefore, the Dagan Meravava wonders what the Magen Avram is talking about. The Magen Avram sounds like it's going to be a problem, and the Gemara seems to say it's not a problem. So, other Achronim try to answer. Maybe there's a difference between being Tame itself and being Metame others. Maybe that's the question that the Reish Lakish is dealing with. But either way, this is an important line in the Magen Avram, whether it's against this Gemara or not. Good. That is about Katan. Again, we could also spend a lot of time on Katan also. Maybe we will a little bit later if there's time. In the world of many different areas of halacha, well, we could discuss katan. Here we're talking about the secretions of a katan, which is not so much what a katan does, but the status of a katan, something that comes out of a katan. Right? So is that tameh or tar? Not so much about what he does. But there are many other sugyas. Could a katan do a kinyan? Could a katan get married? Could a katan do an avera? Right, many different areas that could be discussed. A reflection of, does a katan have any das or not? Do you not need das? You just need a maisa? So we'll see if there's time to discuss that a little bit later. Okay, but now let's continue to the next question. Boy, Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef has the following question. We asked about the Ziva of a Katan. So now, the first Ri'ya, but now, Ri'ya Rishona Shel Mitzora, Mao Shetatame B'masa. Right? What about the first Ri'ya of a Mitzora? Is that Ziva, is that Mitame B'masa? Right? Rashi again explains the Gemara. We're not asking about the Ri'ya Rishona of a Tar person, but only of a Mitzora. Why? Look at Rashi. Ri'ya Rishona Shel Mitzora, Mao Shetatame B'masa. Rashi adds in the whole flow. Shel ish tahor lo tibay lacha. Of a tahor person, of a tahor man. There's no shayla about the first riyah. Devade lo matame b'masa. It's for sure only matame b'maga, the lowest level, by touch. It's not matame b'masa. The first ziva of a man is not matame b'masa. Why? To ishkish l'keri. As we just said, it's because compared to a keri, the keri lo matame b'masa, as the pasuk that the Gemara quoted said. Keri is not matame b'masa, as we learned in the first parak of Kalim. So the first re'iyah of an ish tahor is for sure not matame b'masa. The second re'iyah is for sure matame b'masa. V'shniya nami lo tiboy lecha. And the second one is not a question. Da'filu ba'adam tar matame b'masa. Even adam tar is matame b'masa. Mitzor is more tame than a tar. So the first, by an ish tahor, the first one is for sure not matame b'masa. The second one is for sure matame b'masa. And as Rashi quotes the Gemara later on, zo matame b'masa, zo vo tamehu, v'hu ri'ya rishona, as the pasuk says. V'zal b'shtiyah ri'ya zav gamar hu l'tuma, el shein tor and karban. As we know, a zav that sees has two ri'yos, that's a full zav. He just does have to bring a karban. He has shivin akiyim, just like a zava. But again, you don't have that status. By the way, that's another difference we didn't mention earlier. By zav, you could have the status of having to wait shivin akiyim without the karban. Without the karban. By zava, it's up until one time, two times, that's a shomeres yom kereged yom. Once she's three times, 3 days, so then it's a zava gadola with a karban. Shivinikim with a karban. Good. So, says Rashi, explaining the Gemara's question. By a tar person, there's no shayla. First one is not matame b'masa. Second one is matame b'masa. So what about the first one of a mitzora? Is a mitzora more chamor than a tar person? Because after all, a mitzora is already tamei. And anything from a mitzora maybe is automatically tamei anyway. That's the shayla. So back to the Gemara now. Now that we have more understanding based on Rashi, Ri'ya Rishona Shel Mitzora Ma'oshes Tamei B'Masa Makom Ziva Ma'ayanhu Umetamei is Makom Ziva considered a Ma'ayan? As the Gemara explained earlier, it's Misagel V'Yotze. It first gathers, it doesn't just drip out drip by drip, it gathers together in a gland inside the body and then comes out, and then therefore, umetame, and therefore it would be metame, odil mala mayanu, or not, or is it not mayan, and it's like any other ri'ir rishona of another person that'll only be metame b'maga. So, Amar Rava, so again, Rav Yosef asks the kasha and Rava answers. Amar Rava tashma, zovo tamehu. Limeid ala zov shuhu tame. So that at the end of this discussion of Ziva, it has that line. Zovo tamehu. So Ziva, this is talking about the second Re'iyah, because the pasuk there uses the lashon of Ziva twice. So the second Re'iyah is going to be tame. So b'mai, which type of person are we talking about there? That their second Re'iyah's Ziva is going to be tame. Metame b'masa. Ilema b'zav greida. Are we talking about a regular Zav? That who's not a mitzora. So then, what do you need the pasuk for? Right? Acherim gorim tuma la'atzma l'kol shekein. So to others, this second ziva could cause others to be metame, right? Metame b'masa. It is metame b'masa if others carry it, v'chulu. So la'atzma l'kol shekein. So the person it comes out of is going to be any less than that? If this ziva flow causes others to become tummy in this way. So surely the one where it came from. So it can't be talking about a ish tahor that has this ziva, because that would be pashit if it's talking about the second one. As Rashi says on top, lachem gorem tuma, klomar tipa zu goremes labaila shemetame b'masa. Right? It causes the one, that could come in contact with, or a semi-contact, matame b'masa. So Gemara says, el pshita b'zav mitzora. So it must be that this pasuk that talks about the second re'iyah being matame b'masa must be talking about a mitzora. Because it would be obvious if it would be talking about a Torah person. El pshita b'zav mitzora. Umi de itzra krala rabuya b'riya shniya. And this pasuk is about talking about the second re'iyah. By the fact that the Torah has to go out of its way to say that the second re'iyah of a mitzora is going to be mitame b'masa, shma mina makom ziva la mayanhu. Must be the first one is not. Must be the first one is not mitame b'masa. And therefore, that answers the question, Lakula. So the first question, Rava answered Lachumra. This question, Rava answers Lakula. So, good. So the Gemara says, Amar le Rav Yehuda, mi discarta la Rava, mi mai, how do you know this svara works? How do you know we can't be talking about a ish tahor, dafka mitzora, dilma emalacha, lola emalacha, bizav greda? Maybe we're just talking about a zav, a regular zav, who's not a mitzora. Udika amr lachem goring tum alas with a kol shekain. What about you said there's a kalvachomer? If it could cause others to become tame in this way, so shouldn't it cause where the person who it came out of to become tame? So where it says lav dafka, si'ira mishtaleach yochiach. The si'ira mishtaleach could prove that this is not true. This far why shagrem tum lachem buas motor, because the seer causes those who are involved in its sending out to become tamei. The one who is mishaleach this seer becomes tamei, but the seer itself is not tamei. It's a live animal. A live animal cannot be makabel toma. Is not tamei anybody. So says the Gemara. You see that the whole svara doesn't apply. So even if it's gorim tum lachem, maybe you need a pasuk to tell me that he himself is tamei. So there's no raya. It's talking about a mitzora. So Amar Abaya, so Abaya says back, Maiti Boile, what exactly was Rav Yosef's question in the first place about the Re'iri Shonav and Mitzora? The Hahuda Amar, Zos Taras Azav, Bein Gadol, Bein Katan. Didn't he already use that pasuk to include Gadol or Katan? Right, like we had at the end of the Shir Yaday. V'kibet Anafkele Mehasam, and since he uses Zos Taras Azav to compare men and Gadol and Katan, Aiter le lezachar le rabos mitzora lemayanosav nekeva le rabos mitzora as lemayanosav. So he already has zachar and nekeva to include all of the secretions and the mayanos of a mitzora. He has an extra pasuk to include that. V'yakshi rachmana mitzora lezav gamur. And once we include secretions of a mitzora to be tamei, so we can compare that to the secretions of a zav. That's where the pasuk is. This pasuk of lezachar le nekeva is at the end of the parsha of mitzora, relating to Ziva, Parshas Mitzora relating to Ziva, and we say that these words include the secretions of a Mitzora, so we compare based on context. We compare the Mitzora and Ziva. And therefore, Mazav, Gomor, Mitame B'masa, Afri Rishona, Shom Mitzora, Mitame B'masa. So, Rav Abaya says, I don't know why he wouldn't on the Siyanda L'chumra, and that's how we Paskin as well, the Rama Paskins, that any Re'iya, once a person is in the state of Mitzora, so then any secretion of his is going to become Mitame B'masa, even if it's Re'iya Rishona of Zav, even though that Re'iya Rishona of Ishtahar would not be Mitame B'masa. Okay, so that takes us through the first two questions of today's daf. Right, this was the Re'iya Rishona of a Zava. 2 points to make. Number one is, Rav Hirsch discusses the Seir HaMishtaleach. Again, we're not going to have a whole Shir on the Seir LaZazel, Seir HaMishtaleach, but he has a beautiful Ha'ara about one of the messages of the Seir that is sent out, LaZazel. And he writes, these two Seir in the Mishnah says have to look exactly the same, and they have to cost the same amount of money, and they're bought together. Everything exactly the same. And then he says, I'll read it this one time, I have it from the Hebrew. Remember, it was written in German, his commentary on the Torah. So it was translated to Hebrew and to English. Shnei Seirim Amurim Kan Mitarim Lefaneinu Shtei Demuyot. Two personalities. B'tchileim Zeim B'tachlis. Originally, they start off exactly unidentifiable from each other. Ach Darkeim Nifrados Atzaf HaMikdash. But their ultimate destiny ultimately becomes opposite. Shneim shavim b'mara b'koma b'dami u'b'likasin ke'echad. That's the Mishnah, Yom HaSamach Beis. Shneim omdim ke'echad u'b'shaveh l'fnei Hashem Pesach ha'omoid. Shneim omdim b'fnei osa hachra'a b'efshariyot shavot shel hachra'a b'in l'Hashem v'in l'azazel. They're both there, and it's up to the Kohen's hagrala to take out what the destiny is going to be. Shneim yicholom lios kacho acheres. They both start off the same, but they could have opposite destinies. That's the first message. Right? Everybody, all of us start out, each of us start out with the possibilities. All the possibilities to live our lives as life of Lashem or live our lives as the opposite. That's the possibilities that we have. We are all born with different kochos and different insides, but we all have those kochos. That's the message of Lashem and La'azazel. But yeser al-kein, kol echad yachol lios kach, rach b'bnei shoy yachol lios gam acheres, inagol korea evol b'roi l'ashim. U'mikan ve'elach, darchem nifrodus b'tachlas apirid. Mishokol Hashem yamus b'shchita b'sachin charif shal mikdash, achu yiskabel b'kli mikdash. And then he says, He writes this in one of his English essays also. He says it also teaches us about misconceptions, right? Imagine the Seir that is Lazazel watches his friend being taken to the Mikdash, being killed, his blood is sprinkled. He's like, oh, feel bad for him. Look what happened to him. And he's all of a sudden being let out. He's being led out to the Midbar. He smells the air. He smells the freshness of Midbar Yehuda. He goes up to a cliff. What an amazing view. So beautiful. And all of a sudden, you know, reality sets in as he's pushed off the cliff. And he realizes, Ki'ilu, that he is the one that is Lazazel. And his friend is the one that went into the base of Migdash and brought Kapara for Klal Yisrael in that way with Zrikas in the Migdash. So, misconceptions. He thinks A and is really B. He thinks he's one destiny. He thinks he's the one that got it made. And really it's the opposite. And he continues, talks about that. That is two of the messages of the Seir Lashem and the Seir Lazazel. Number one, the possibilities, and number two, the misconceptions. Good. One other ha'ara here when we talk about the Kal Vachomer. If you look in the Chashuke Chemet here, he discusses an idea of the Shem Yishmuel. Talking about La'cherim Gorim Tuma. So it's interesting that we know a woman who has a baby becomes Tameh, Tumas Lades, though the baby does not become Tameh. So the baby is Gorim Tuma La'cherim and not Gorim Tuma La'atzmo. Isn't that somewhat of a violation of this principle? The Gemara says that, hey, if it's going to work for others, for sure, for itself. So that was the Shaila that the Mefarshim dealt with. The Kutzker, right here, he quotes from the Shem Yishmuel, who quotes his grandfather, the Kutzker, who says, why is there Tumah anyway? And we discussed this already in this Pesachta. Where does the Tumah Slayda come from? But by explaining where it comes from, he answers this question. Where does it come from? So he quotes from the Kutzker. After all, the Gemara said at the beginning of Tainus that the key of childbirth Hashem has. So if Hashem has the key to childbirth, so there should be Tumas Leda. Exactly the opposite. It's Tara. So the answer is because when Hashem leaves, that vacuum creates Tumah. That vacuum creates Tumah. So it's not that the baby is causing the mother to become Tameh. It's the Siluk Hashchina that is causing the mother to become Tameh. And therefore, that doesn't violate this principle of Hu Atzmo. Let's see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu causes, it's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu causing Tumah. It's the vacuum of the siluk of the Shechina that causes Tumah. And that's not so tangible, so you can't ask a Kavachomer about that. If the siluk of the Shechina causes others, then the siluk Shechina, you can't, it's not tangible. So that's what the Kutzker brought this as a raya. Brought this Gemara here as a raya to that principle, that there's nothing inherently about the baby that's causing Tumah, because then it would violate the Svara of Lacherim Gorin Tumah, La'asma L'kol Shekein. So it must not be the baby. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yitachin shebishem kach mi'ed ha'kotzev ez ha'vlad mi'tumah. And that's why, also, partially why the Vlad is not Tumah. Kivin shezerak nireshu garma Tumah. Avo be'emes lohu garma Tumah. He didn't garm el achar le'daso ba'tumah le'imo. Kitotza'a mi'psichas HaKadosh Baruch Hu es Pesach ha'vlad. Beautiful. That's the Kutzker. And again, this is also relates to a larger topic, which again is not our issue now fully, and that is, could you ever have Tafel Chomer Mun Ha'ikr? Not exactly the same idea. But could you ever have something secondary, like the original source of Tumah can make something else Tumah, even though it itself is not Tumah? It's like the Ikr is the item that caused the Tumah. And the secondary is the item that became Tameh. Could you ever have Tafel Chomer Mun Ha'ikr? So that is the last piece in the Lekach Tov. Lekach Tov Klal Yud Zayin, he says, Imatzinu Tafel Chomer Mun Ha'ikr. Do you ever find it? So if he asks the question, you know there's going to be many. So he has there many different examples of Tafel Chomer Mun Ha'ikr, 23 examples to be exact, and he probably has some Ashlamas in the back where he has a few that he found before the it was published. But again, he has many of these ideas, Tafel Chomer Mun Ha'ikr. And he quotes many svaras throughout Shas that say that, well, lo matzinu, right? He talks about the sugya of lifnei iver, right? The minchas chinas kasha. If somebody's machshel somebody that is a durabanan, can they violate lifnei iver daraisa? Is it possible that the person that actually did the avera is only going to violate an issa durabanan, while the one who was lifnei iver is going to be violate daraisa? It relates into lifnei iver klali prati, as we discussed in the past, but that's one. He discusses bishul b'shabbos. Bishul b'shabbos, is it possible for the one, if you hold that Maisa Shabbos is Asa Daraisa, the one who was made for could be Asa Daraisa, the one who made it could be Durabanan, all different possibilities of Chomer min Iker. And talks about Ribbis, is it possible for those secondary people involved in Ribbis, the Arev, the Edim, to get Malkus if the people involved don't get Malkus? But he quotes many examples of this, but again, this Gemara also is related. Okay, we continue weiter. Amar Rav Huna. Ria Rishon right in the middle. Amar Rav Huna, Ria Rishon Shel Zav Metame Ba'ones. The first Ria of a Zav is Metame Ba'ones. Metame Ba'ones, right? And that's the, as Rashi says, it's Tumah Kala, it's Tumas Maga, and Tumas Erev, right? So it's Metame Ba'ones. Shene'amar Zos Toras HaZav, Vasher Tetzi Mimenu, Shechvas Zera. Ma Shechvas Zera Metame Ba'ones. Just like Sheikh Vazera is Metame Be'ones, right? The whole idea is Be'ones, right? As Rashi says, the whole Sheikh Vazera is caused by stimuli that a person got excited. So, Ma Sheikh Vazera Metame Be'ones, Avri Rishon Shalzav Metame Be'ones. So, to the first Riyev Azav is Metame Be'ones, right? All the Bedikas that we'll talk about soon is only by the Riya Shnia. So, Rav Huna says the Riyev Rishon of Azav is Metame Be'ones. Tashma, so let's try to prove if that is right. Rariya Rishona, both can also, the Mishnah says in Zavim, that after the Riya Rishona, you check. So, my lav, Latoma, isn't that to teach me that you check even by the first one to see if it's going to be tummy or not, if he's going to make him a Zav or not, for number one. Lo, the carbon. No, it's for carbon. Meaning, he's Vadai a Zav for Riya Rishona. He's Vadai tummy. But, regarding the tzira for whether he's going to have to bring a carbon in the morning, after the few, so then that he has to check. Because if the first one was ba'ones, so then this is not going to combine to be one of the three to bring a carbon. For Hilchas Karbanos, but not for Hilchas Tuma. Tashma, the next line, b'shniya botkenoso, by the second Riyah you check, lamai, ilay mele karbon, is it for carbon you check, so avala tuma lo, so is it just for carbon, but for tuma not, meaning, by second Riyah, even if it's ba'ones, he's going to be tamay, that's not true, ikri kan mi besara velo machbaz anso. We have a drasha that says he's not going to be tamei if it's mishum ones. So this second ri'iyah must be el alav latuma. The second ri'iyah must have the bedika to decide whether he's going to be tamei at all or not. Umi desefer latuma reishanami latuma. And if it's the second one is for tuma, shouldn't we say that the bedikas are for the same purpose? If for the ri'iyah shnia is to see if he's tamei or not, the first one too? Answer no. Midi arya, is that really true? Hakadisa, hakadisa. No. It could be, the first one could be for carbon, the second one could be for tumah. There's no, nobody forcing me to say any other way. Right, this, the whole source of this, as the Gemara is quoting here, is the Mishnah in the second parak in Zavim. The second parak in Zavim, where the Mishnah says that we check for all of the items. B'shiva drachim botkenes hazav. Right, seven occurrences might have caused the Zav to have this Re'iyah, and therefore he wouldn't be Metame by the Re'iyah Shnia. And he quotes, B'machal, B'mishteh, B'masa, V'chulu, V'chulu. And then there, the Tosfos Yontov quotes, how do we mechalik here? The second one we check, so the second one is going to be for Tumah even. But the first one, he's going to be able to be a Zav, but not Mitzari for Karbon? How does that chilik happen? So the Tosfos Yontov explains, it's based on the comparison to Shechva Zera. Like the Gemara says, he just emphasizes it. Sheikh Vazera is Metame even Ba'ones. So if you're going to say the Riyah Rishon is compared to Sheikh Vazera, you're going to have to say that something's accomplished even Ba'ones. So that's why the first one is going to be Metame even Ba'ones. You might say, oh, the second one, he's even more of a Zav. So it should be easier. The answer is no. Says the Tosfos Yontif, to Mishikh Vazera Yalfinan, Dayo Lamelef Alen Yintoma, Avalakarban, Dolo Shayach Mishikh Vazera, less than Lamelef Mine. You don't learn the power to bring a carbon from Sheikh Vazera. There is no carbon by Sheikh Vazera, and therefore you don't learn it for that, for the Riya Rishona. O Mishimachi, both can the carbon off the Riya Harishona. And that's why even the first Riya, you're going to have to check for in order to know if it's going to be mitzari for a karban later on. The Rambam also here in Pirsha Mishnayis discusses the idea of ziva, and he talks about what ziva is. He says, "Right, zivas he mi machlas klei hazera." It's an illness, and an illness. We don't exactly know what it is today, but it's some type of illness from the, you know, organs. The zera comes out
when it's not ripe, so to speak. The color.
And he describes it a little more. But because man sheyera zov ze machma siba yedua, if it's coming from an external reason, o machmas cholsha, or some type of other illness that affects the rest of the body. Shetakva es kol kochos aguf, o kovet sheichbet aleihem, ein zezav. That's not ziva. Ziva is from a problem with the klei hazera from within. That's what ziva is defined as. So even if the same secretion comes out, but it was caused by something else, he has some other type of illness. He has the flu, or some other type of illness that caused it to come out. That's not ziva. Ziva is something specific defined by the Torah. That's it. And that's what the pasuk says, ki yazov mibsaro. Mibsaro tame lo machmas davar acher. And that's why we do all of these checks. That's only by ziva. Good. So again, we tried to ask a kasha on Rav Huna, and Rav Huna has been saved. So try number three, asking another kasha on Rav Huna. Again, Rav Huna says, the first ri'iyah of a zov is matame iva ones, meaning you don't have to do any checks for that first one, as we just explained. It's matame even ba'ones. The second re'iyah of a zav is not going to be matame ba'ones. Only the first one. We do check the first one to check about karban. So tashma. So that's yokasha from the next line, the last line of that Mishnah. This is all. These are the first three questions here are three quotes from the Mishnah in Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, and Zavim. Tashma. Reb Eliezer Omer, afishlishi bot kenoso. The third re'iyah you also check mipnei karban. Michlau, but if that's Rabbi Eliezer, what's the Tanakama? Michlau the Tanakama, mipnei tumah kamar. If Rabbi Eliezer says you have to check because of karban, isn't that mashma that the Tanakama holds that you're checking for a different reason? You're checking mipnei tumah. Where it says lo, tekulei alma la karban. No, everybody agrees that the first bedika is going to be for karban and not for tumah. Like Rav Huna says, v'hacha be'esem kamiflagi. Here the machlokas is about whether you darshin es. Rashi quotes fifth to last line, v'azav es zovo lazachar v'lanakeva. So azav es zovo. So is that es teaching me another lashon of ziva? So rabbanan lo darshi esem. The rabbanan don't darshin esim. Rabbi Lezer darish esem. Rabbi Lezer does, and the Gemara explains. Rabbanan lo darshi esim. Rabbanan do darshin esim. So in that pasuk, hazav chada, that's one ri'ya. Zovo tarti, that's two ri'yas. And now the next word in the pasuk, lazachar. Right, lazachar. You skip the word es. So you have one ri'ya, two ri'yas, and then lazachar. Bishlishi akshe rachmana linakeva. So already after two, that's what a zachar has. But then the next word, linakeva, by the third one, he's already similar to a nakeva. And therefore, says the Tanakama that it's batami even ba'ones. That's the Tanakama. You don't have to check the third one. The third one is batami ba'ones, because by the third one, it's compared to a nekeva, and by a nekeva, there is no checking. So that's without darshaning the word es. Rebbe Eliezer, darish esim, hazov, chada, es, tardi, zovo, tlas. There's three that are separate in the unique Zachar laws, Baravi Akshi Rachman al Nakeva. And only after that, the fourth Rio would be compared to Nakeva. That's where that even Ba'ones, and that's not regarding Tumah, Rashi explains, third to last line in Rashi. Tafila Ba'ones, Velolin Yin Tumah, Tahamichi Chazia Tarti, Itzmilei Lakarbanamilo. Right, if you already saw it twice, you're already Tameh, and for a carbon, you won't, right, the Mishlishi Lo Achayev Lo El Elastira. What does the fourth one have any nafkaminas? So Rashi explains, it's to be soser, right? Is it going to ruin any shivanakiyim that has to be counted? So the fourth one, you know, you don't have to check for ones when it comes to shivanakiyim, when a zav is counting. So for that, even for ones, it would be soseris. But either way, it's based on whether you're darshan esim. But again, we save Rav Huna. The first re'iyah is going to be matame, even ba'ones, by a
by Ezav. And this machlokas, whether we darshan Esam or not, the Gemara doesn't quote it here, but in the four other places in Shas, it quotes the machlokas, which we quote often, Bava Kama, Mem Aleph, Psachim Chav Beis, and that's the Shimon HaAmsuni, or Nechemi HaAmsuni, discussion, where they darshan, he darshan every Es in the Torah, until he came to Et Hashem Alokech HaTira, in Dvaram Perek Vav. And he stopped, Piresh, Amrlo Tamidav, Rebbe, Kolesej of the Rasha Mata Eilein, Rebbe, all those Esim that you darshaned, right, he had his doctoral thesis, and he was ready to throw it out, because he couldn't figure out this one S. So what are you going to do? Amar Lem, he says, Kishem shekibalti schar la drisha, kach kibalti schar la prisha. Just like I got schar for darshaning all the Esim, but now that I realize it must be that I'm wrong, it must be you don't darshan Esim, because you can't add on anything to God, as Hashem l'kech atira, so he threw out his Torah. Ad and Torah Bikiva came along and said, no, I have a way to understand that Hashem l'kech atira, l'rabos tamidei chachamim. Great, and the vart that we quote, I think, Rashim Rav Gifter, you know, he could figure out every S in the Torah. Why couldn't he figure out this last one? What did Rabbi Akiva have that Shimon HaAmsuni didn't have? So the answer given is that Rabbi Akiva saw Shimon HaAmsuni. He saw someone who was ready to throw away his life's work, Laman HaMS, such intellectual honesty. He could have just said, okay, I can't figure that one out, or he doesn't have to say anything, and nobody will notice. No. He was ready to say, no, I must be wrong. That unbelievable fealty to the MS, so that's L'rabos Tamidei Chachamim. So that's Darshan Esim, that's his machlokas here, whether you're Darshan Esim or not. Good. The Ramban in the Torah, in the first pasuk in the Torah, the Ramban has a long piece there, but in there he says, S is from the word Asa in Aramaic. Asa means to come and to bring. So S is L'rabos, it brings something and includes something. That's why he said, you might dash in the word S's. Okay, Tashma, try number four to ask or to bring a raya to Refuna. Tashma, Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, follow Zav, Bichlal, Balkeri, Aya, Zav, really the beginning, the Zav and the Balkeri start off kind of the same, similar, they have Re'ios. V'lema Yatza, L'hakel Alav, L'hakmer Alav. Ziv is more Chomer and more Machmer. L'hakel Alav, Shein Matami Ba'ones. To be makel, that a Zav is not Matami Ba'ones. Wow, and a Balkeri is. Ula hachmir alav, and to be machmir, shows the Mishkav umoshav. That we know, a Zav creates Mishkav and Moshav, not a Balkeri. So Amos, which Re'ias are we talking about here? That this Brisa compares and contrasts a Balkeri and a Zav. So Elim a Re'ias Shnia, are we talking about a Re'ias Shnia? Sehechavi b'chal Balkeri. He's not a Balkeri if he had a Re'ias Shnia. Right? Re'ias Shnia means he's in the world of Zav. Ela Pshita b'Re'ias Rishona. Balkeri is only once, the first one. So then, Pshita by Re'ia, we must be talking about Re'ia Rishona. Viktani, L'hakal Alav. And what did it say by Re'ia Rishona, L'hakal Alav? Shein Matami Ba'ones. That Shech Mazera is Matami Ba'ones, and Keri, and Ziv is not Matami Ba'ones. Kashan Rafuna. So the Gemara says, but one second, that you understood the first half of the line, L'hakal. What about the L'hakmer line? V'tizbra. L'hachmer alav, she owes the Mishkav Amosha, Bria Rishona. Bar Mishkav Amosha, who? What, after one Re'iyah, the Zav is already owes the Mishkav Amosha? He already makes the couch he sits on Avatoma? Ella, it must be that there's something deeper here. Ella, Achikamar, Rabbi Yitzchak, this is how we must understand Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, Halo, Zav, Bechlav, Valkeri, Haya, Bria Rishona. Really, they were comparable in the first Re'iyah. V'lama Yatza, Re'iyah Shnia. Why are they different by the Re'iyah Shnia? L'hagalav, l'hachmer alav. L'hagalav, shina matami ba'ones. L'hachmer alav, shu'osa mishka v'moshav. So again, Rav Huna is saved. So, Adkan, Rav Huna keeps halacha l'maisa, and that's what we paskin. That the first Re'iyah of Azav is matame even ba'ones. The only bedika is only for carbon. Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna also has a lot to say in this topic. Zov dom elam ebatik shel sa'orim. There's different texture. Ziva is similar to the water of barley dough. Zov bami b'sara meis, and he also comes from sara meis, not when a person is miskasha, not when he's excited. Shechva zera bami b'sara chai, but shechva zera has come from b'sara chai, when he's miskasha. And zov diha v'dome lelovan beitza hamuzeres. What is diha? Different pshatim in the Rishonim. Some type, maybe it's watery. V'dome lelovan beitza hamuzeres. It's like the white of, the color is like the white of a rotting egg. Shechva zera kshura v'dome lelovan beitza shenim uzeres. It's more put together in the terms of its liquid state, and it's like a beitza shenim uzeres. Okay, period. Vayter. Dam hayoledes shelo tavla. So now let's go back to the Mishnah back on Daf Lamed Aleph. The second line of the Mishnah. Remember, we had three discussions in the Mishnah between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So we did the first one now. The second one now is Dam Yoledes Shelo Tavla. The blood of a Yoledes that she did not go to the mikveh yet after her day 7 or day 14. She didn't go to the mikveh yet, so what's her status? She's still Tumeah because she didn't go to the mikveh. A person can never lose their Tumah unless they go to the mikveh. But what about the Dam? The Dam of the Yoledes, Beis Shammai says, it's low-level Tumah, Kuroko Kamei Ragleha, and Beis Hillel says, high-level, Matame Lach V'Yavish. So, let's talk about that. So, Tanya, Amru Lehem Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, who was more Machmir, said to Beis Shammai, Iyatam Odeh Ben Nida Shelo Tavla, V'Ras Adam Shi Tumeah. Don't you agree by Nida, who never went to the mikvah, that she's Tumeah, and the Dam? Amru Lehem Beis Shammai, Lo, Amartam Ben Nida, Shafilu Tavla V'Rasa, Tumeah, by a Nida, even if she went to the mikvah, if she would see right now, she'd be Tumeah again. Tomer B'Yoledes, Shim Tavla V'Rasa, She Tahora, but by Yoledes, she would be Tahora now. Meaning, you've come into the world of Yimei Tahara. So that's different than a regular Nida. Amru Lehem, Beis Hillel says, Yoledes Bezov Tochiach. Well, I'll prove to you that doesn't make a difference. Because what if a woman has a baby when she is a Zava? Shim Tavla V'Rasa L'Acha Yimei Svira Tahora. Right? If she went to the mikvah after her Yimei Svira, she would be Tahora. Lo Tavla V'Rasa Tameah. And if she didn't go to the mikvah, she would still be Tameah in that case. So Amar Lahem, Beis Shammai says, no, Hu Adin V'Hu Atshuva. No, I think the same thing would apply. I think you could say the same svara in that case. Beis Shammai says to Beis Hillel, what does that mean? Hu Adin V'Hu Atam. So Rashi says, fourth skinny line, Klomar, Ki Heichi Di Amrina B'Yoledes Gemura Greida. Shalotav Lavarasa Tahora, just like I say by a regular Yoledes that didn't go to the mikvah, right? Anything that she would see afterwards would be Tahora. Kach Yoledes Bezov. Sha'avar Le Yimei Leida V'Shiv V'Nekiyim V'Lotav Lavarasa Tahora. If a woman had a baby when she was a Zava, and she waited her Yimei Tamei, and she waited Shiv V'Nekiyim, I would say the same thing, says Beis Shammai. I think the secretions would be Tahora. So the Gemara says, L'meimra de Pligi. So, is this to say that there would be a Yoledes Bezov, there's a machlokes, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are arguing, because Beis Hillel just brought that up. Vatanan, the last line of our Mishnah says, Umodim be Yoledes Bezov, she metame lach v'yavish. The last line of our Mishnah is that it is metame. Somewhere it says, no, lo kasha, how kan she suffer, kan she lo suffer. The last line of the Mishnah is where she has not yet counted Shiva Nikiyim after her Yimei Tumah. So Beis Shammai agrees there that it's metame lach v'yavish. When Beis Shammai just uses this is as a claim to Beis Hillel, that was after she counted the Shiva Nikiyim. Vatanya, after all, the Brisa says, Yoledes Bezov Shasafra Velotavla V'Rasa Holcho Beis Shammai L'Shitasan and Beis Hillel L'Shitasan. Meaning, if it was Safra Velotavla, but if she wasn't so fair as yet, then Beis Shammai agrees to Beis Hillel that there is Tumah. Okay. New Sugya, Itmar, related, but new, we alluded to this already earlier. Machlokes Rav and Levi. Rav Amar, Ma'ayan Echadu. Ma'ayan Echad, there is one source of the blood that comes out of the woman. Ma'ayan Echad who? Hatara Timasa Vatara Tiarto. And the Torah is what declares the Tamir Tar. It could be the same source from inside the woman. But the Torah declares this Tame and the Torah declares this Tar. Ma'ayan Echad. Rashi Dama Babi Me Leda Vadama Babi Me Toar. Mimayan Echad Ein Bon. The Dama comes from the birth and from the Yimei Tohar. But the Torah says it's Tameh, and the Torah says it's Tohar. V'Levi Amar, Shnei Ma'ayanos Heim. Levi says, no, it has two sources, Shnei Ma'ayanos. And therefore, Nista Matameh Niftach Hatar, only when one is closed, one is open. The Tameh is closed at the end of the 7 or 14, and then the Niftach Hatar, at the end of those 33 and 66, Nista Matar V'Niftach Hatameh. Mai Benaya, what's the Nafkamina? It sounds like just a lumdish, and again, the Chassam Sofer writes in the Tshuva, this is not a machlokas in Metzius. Right? Hard to say a machlokas in Metzius. It's a halachic machlokas. You just got to work out exactly how to formulate it. But, my benai, we give benai you, shofas mitoch shiva la'achar shiva, umitoch arbaasar la'achar arbaasar, umitoch arbaan la'achar arbaan, umitoch shmonim la'achar shmonim. A nafkamina would be if the woman has a constant flow at a transition moment. 7, 14, and 40, and 80. So, in that case, l'rav, according to Rav, who says, Ma'ayan Echad, Reisha Lakula. The Reisha Lakula, I mean, going from 7, after 7 and 14, you're going from Tumah to Tahara. So even though it's straight, Rav would say, it flips. And now you're Tahar. So according to Rav, that's a kula. The sefer l'chumra, but at day 40 and 80, it's a chumra. Because now, even if you're still flowing, the Torah says now it's tame. I mean, it's a regular world of nida. And l'levi are the opposite. Reisha l'chumra, the sefer l'kula. The Rambam paskins like Rav. The Rambam in Perek Vav of Yisuri Bia. Dama Nida, Vidama Zava, Vidama Koshi, Vidama Yoledes, Vidam Tarsha Yoledes. Kulo Dam Echad Hein. Umina Makar Huba, Umayan Echad Hu. Ubizmanim Bilvad Hushe Yishtane Dino. It's all one source. It's all different times change the din. Vitiya Roed Dam Zu Tahora, Vizu Nida, Vizu Zava. And that's how the Rambam starts off the perek, that he talks all about dam. That's where the Rambam has his famous 7-11 kavua against all the other Rishonim. But that's the perek. Perek Vav in Hilchas Yisurei Bia. Meisve. So let's try to ask some kashes on this Machlokas Rav and Levi, at least some of them today. Meisve. Dama Yoleda Shalotavla. So in our Mishnah, right? Our Mishnah, the second case was Dam Yoleda Shalotavla. She didn't go to the mikvah. Beishamei omrim karoko kamei ragleha. It's the lower level tuma. Beisel omrim matami lach v'yavish. So kol tagad adif tapaska. So we assume that our Mishnah is talking about a case where the flow stopped. The flow stopped between the 7 and 14 and after. So bishlam ala rav. So according to Rav, I understand this machlokes damar mayan echad hu. Mishamachim matami lach v'yavish. That's why it's matami lach v'yavish. Because until she goes to the mikvah, it's tamei. That's also, it's Mayan Echad who, and the Torah says, declares it differently, but she has to go to the mikvah. And that's why here, it stopped, and it's still Matami though. Elo Levi, Damar Shnei Mayan Osim. According to Levi, it stopped, and then there's a new one coming out, even if she didn't go to the mikvah. Why don't you say it's a different, it's not Matami? Amay Matami Lach V'Yavish. So Amalecha Levi, Acham Ayaskinim, but Shofas. So Levi would say, no, I understand the Mishnah is talking about a case of Shofas. It was straight, it never stopped. If it's shofar, so why would Beishamai say that it, according to you, who say shte mayanos, why would it be lakula? Ksavri Beishamai, mayan echad hu. Levi would say, well, I don't hold like that. Beishamai holds mayan echad. I hold shte mayanos. So the Gemara says now, okay, but the opposite. Bishamala Levi, dahinu dika Beishamai Beishilel. So now I understand the root machlokas between Beishamai Beishilel, whether it's mayan echad or shte mayanos. And Levi says, I hold like Beishilel. Elalara may be nayu. But according to Rav, what's the machloka of Shammai Beisilo? We'd rather not say it's about Mayan Echad or Shtei Mayanos. Ikebeinayo, Yomei Betfila. The machlokas is, well, what is needed? What is needed? Right? It doesn't matter whether it's Shofas or Posekas. As long as she didn't go to the mikvah, it could be that it didn't stop. Beishamai Savrei B'Yomei Tala Rachmana. Beisilo Savrei B'Yomei Betfila. And therefore, that's the machlokas between them. But Levi, but Rav would say they both hold Mayan Echadu. The machlokas is when the Torah changes the state, is that only after Tevila. Tashma, a second try. Umodim b'yolaz b'zov shi matam alach v'yavesh, the last line of our Mishnah, back on Daf Lamed Dalet, that everybody agrees, even Beishamai agrees, that b'yolaz b'zov shi will be matam alach v'yavesh. So again, sakad adachachanami depaska, the havamina is that the blood stopped. Bishlam alarav damar mayan echadu, mishamachi matam alach v'yavesh. Again, we understand according to Rav why it's matame lach v'yavesh, because it stays until after Shimon Akiyim. Elo Levi d'amr shtei mayanosim my matame lach v'yavesh. We're going to Levi. Why? So amalacha hachanami b'shofas. As we just said earlier, we're talking about a case where it's a straight flow. Ibe shofas l'may yitzrich. So again, what's the chiddush then? If it's shofas, l'bei shamay yitzrich. Why? Avagav t'kamer bei shamay mayan echad hu ubi yomi tal rachmana. Even though we said it's tali on yomim, hanimili b'yoled is great. The Shlimelu Yome. By a regular Yoledes, right when the days of Tuma finish, it automatically goes to Yimei Tohar. Avobo Yoledes Bezov, the boy Svira, lo. But Yoledes Bezov, that requires Shivanakiyim, so that it's not automatic, and therefore he would agree that it is Matami Lach V'Yavesh in that case. Okay, we'll have to stop here by the third to last line. Again, over the next week and a half or so, I'm going to be traveling, so most of the daffin will be put up from the last cycle, and then we'll pick up with a kavua. You know, some of them were missed in the middle, so I'll be making those up. But again, that'll be won't be a kavua schedule for the next week or two. As I'm traveling, and then I'll be back. Ben Hashem will continue from there. But Ben Hashem, every daff will be up as we continue here in Perek Benos Kusim. And again, remember the January 2nd, Be'ez Hashem, the day after the big CM, January 2nd, Thursday night in Yom Gizel of West Hempstead. We hope to have I'll give a shir and see him. and some refreshments. That's Thursday night in the Young Israel of West Hempstead. And then Be'ez Hashem, the following week in Eretz Yisrael, will announce exactly what day, probably that Thursday afterwards, in Beit Shemesh. Okay, we will stop here.